الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day, begin your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these amazing bounties which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of the most exalted creation, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon him and his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. On behalf of myself and my team, to all the viewers out there, we say marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum once again to this program called The Early Echo. You are watching, yes, this program, and we hope that you will share this with others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a pleasant day here today in South Africa as well, alhamdulillah. So let's come to the part where we discuss the blessings of Durood-e Pak. And of course, as you know, without this, we do not commence with our program. For reciting Durood-e Pak is part of our program and part of our lives as well. It is a shortcut to Jannah. It is the way of attaining salvation from the fears, horrors, difficulties of this world. And it is a way to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith, I leave you with this hadith, subhanAllah, and thereafter we move forward. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, the one who recites salat upon me 100 times, so it will be inscribed and written between his eyes that this person is freed from hypocrisy and freed from the hellfire. And on the day of judgment, he will be resurrected amongst who? Amongst the martyrs. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What an honor for the person who recites just 100 Durood-e Pak. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had composed this beautiful salam, beautiful naat actually, in which he praises the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and along with his praises, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi sends salams and millions and thousands of salams upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us be honored to recite the very same salam together, inshallah. He says, Garche behad qusoor tum ho afu wa ghafoor garche behad qusoor tum ho afu wa ghafoor tum ho afu wa ghafoor bakhsh do jurm o khata tum pe karodo durood bakhsh do jurm o khata tum pe karodo durood کعبے کے بدرود دجا تو پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و دحا تو پہ کروڑوں درود شافع و نافع ہو تو کافع و وافع ہو تو شافع نافع ہو تو کافی و وافع ہو تو کافی و وافع ہو تو درد کو کر دو دوا تو پہ کروڑوں درود درد کو کر دو دوا تو پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدرود دجا تو پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و دحا تو پہ کروڑوں درود دل کر ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا دل کر ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفِ پانچاند سا وہ کفِ پانچاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدرود تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نکھا ہو بھلا اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نگاہ ہو بھلا تم سے نگاہ ہو بھلا تم سے نگاہ ہو بھلا ارے جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کروڑوں درود جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے تو کچھ راضی کرے کام وہ لے لیجئے تو کچھ راضی کرے تو کچھ راضی کرے ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدرود تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Look for all the wonderful things you could do on this pleasant and beautiful and Mubarak day, dear viewers. Smile. Smiling is charity and sadaqah as well. Be happy. Give to those that deprive you. Mend with those who break relations with you. Bestow upon those who aren't giving you what you want in your life. Do the wonderful things you could do, dear viewers, because life is so short. If you have enmity with anyone, forgive him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be affectionate towards children, towards those who are smaller than you, and have respect for those who are senior and elderly than you. And in this way here, you will definitely attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azawajal, we will now listen to Inati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere Nabi salli ala, Pyare Nabi salli ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after this kalam, when we return, we will, of course, then dive deep into our topic for today. Our discussion that we are going to be having, of course, is something really, really interesting. It's something related to everyone's life, right? It's going to be surrounding our way of thinking, you know. How is it to reveal our problems to others unnecessarily? Bila kisi wajah se hum kisi se apna dukh, dard share karein ki na karein. اور اگر شیئر کرتے ہیں تو اس کی حد کیا ہے, کہاں تک ہم شیئر کر سکتے ہیں, کون سی باتیں کہنے کی ہوتی ہے, کون سی باتیں نہیں کہنے کی ہوتی ہے. دس از واٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی ڈسکسنگ, سم تھنگ ریئلی انٹرسٹنگ ان شاء اللہ. اینڈ اف وی ور وکٹم آف دس, ٹو سے دیٹ اف وی ور اور اف وی ہیڈ اینڈ پوزیس دوز کوالٹیز وے ایز وی ڈسکس اور پرابلمز بٹ وی ڈو اٹ ناٹ ان اکارڈنس ٹو وٹ شریعہ ہیز کمانڈڈ اس ٹو ڈو, then inshallah azawajal this program will really benefit us, because this is what we intend to do on the early morning program. We try to rejuvenate the spirits of our brothers and sisters throughout the world, alhamdulillah. So if you have joined us from the UK, from South Africa, from any parts of the world, whatever times it may be in your country, wherever you are, be safe and welcome to this program. We are going to listen to this kalam, mere nabi salli ala, pyare nabi salli ala. And when we return, inshallah, we are looking forward for speaking and interacting with the viewers out there as well. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی, میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی, اندر پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی علی, میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
مٹتے ہیں جا بھر کے عالم مدینے میں مٹتے ہیں جا بھر کے عالم مدینے میں بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں سب کام مدینے میں بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں سب کام مدینے میں بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں بگڑے ہوئے بنتے ہیں سب کام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
آقا کی عنایت ہے ہر گام مدینے میں آقا کی عنایت ہے ہر گام مدینے میں ہوتا نہیں کوئی بھی ناکام مدینے میں ہوتا نہیں کوئی بھی ناکام مدینے میں ہوتا نہیں کوئی بھی ناکام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
اے حاجی رو رو کر کہہ دینا سلام ان سے اے حاجی رو رو کر کہہ دینا سلام ان سے اے حاجی رو رو کر کہہ دینا سلام ان سے لے جاؤ غریبوں کا پیغام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
آجا گناہگاروں بے خوف چلے آؤ آجا گناہگاروں آجا گناہگاروں بے خوف چلے آؤ چلے آؤ سرکار کی رحمت تو سرکار کی رحمت تو ہے عام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
دربار میں جب پہنچوں کاش شاہ اس دم دربار میں جب پہنچوں پہنچوں دربار میں جب پہنچوں اے کاش شاہ اس دم دربار میں جب پہنچوں اے کاش شاہ اس دم دیدار کا ہو جائے دیدار کا ہو جائے انعام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
عطار پہ اب ایسا اے کاش کرم ہو جائے عطار پہ پھر ایسا اے کاش کرم ہو جائے مکے میں سار گزرے تو شام مدینے میں مکے میں سار گزرے شام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی
اللہ
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ نعتِ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹرسٹ می ڈیئر ویورز آئی فیل سو الیکٹریفائیڈ رائٹ ناؤ سبحان اللہ ایسا لگ رہا تھا کہ کرنٹ بدن میں جا رہا ہے سمپلی بیکاز آف دا ورڈنگز آف دس کلام, اسپیشلی وین یو سی مدینۃ المنورہ سینگ امیر اہل سنت دے ایٹ دا روضہ انور آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, حاضری کا بھی ایک طریقہ ہوتا ہے. کاش ہمیں ایسا حاضری نصیب ہو جائے. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر, با ادب والا, ود ریسپیکٹ اینڈ ادب, ود یو نو ہمبلنگ یور سیلف ان دا کورٹ آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ کرائنگ, دوز ٹیئرز آر ریلی ریلی ویلیوبل. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. سو دس از سم تھنگ ریلی امیزنگ, اینڈ مے اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس سچ ٹائپ آف حاضری, اینڈ مے وی have our duas answered at the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, coming back to our program, as I mentioned, how it is to make your worries apparent, to express your problems, to share your problems. So actually, these questions have been asked to the Darul Ifta Department of Da'awat Islami. Muftiyani Kiram have answered these questions, subhanallah. And there are many other questions which I would like to mention and give the answers as to what answers did the Muftiyani Kiram give as well. This is not something really difficult to understand, but simple things which have to do with our daily lives as well. So the questioner is Muhammad Amir Attari from Colombo, Sri Lanka. He asked this question: what is the difference between patience and tolerance? Can you please explain the difference between patience and tolerance? And here is the answer, subhanallah. In Urdu, in the language Urdu, sabr, or we say patience, generally refers to being tolerant, right? Sabr, patience, tolerance, perseverance, all these are common words, right? Sabr is a very, very, very vast word. To explain sabr is very difficult. What is actually sabr itself? But in Urdu, sabr generally refers to tolerance. As for the question of revealing your worries to others, as the questioner had asked, with relation to this, Allahu Akbar, this can sometimes result in the lack of being impatient when we speak very often about our problems. Look, a person goes to the Imam Sahib and he speaks about the worry. He goes to a doctor, he speaks about his worry and problems, right? Allahu Akbar. There are, whether it is the Imam of the Masjid, whether he's a scholar, whether the city, whether he's a doctor, simply because maybe you want him to make dua for you, you want him to pray for you, it's nice, it's fine. Allahu Akbar. And if you go to the doctor and you will discuss some element, some issue and problem that you're going through, there as well, the scholars have said there is nothing wrong at all to mention your problem. But unnecessarily to speak about the problems that you go through, something which isn't relevant to your problem, or sometimes we may exaggerate about the problem. Now this will fall under the category of being impatient. In fact, a person that was supposed to receive the reward from Allah for having sabr, he will immediately lose out on that reward. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire Quran never said anywhere that he is with those who pray salah, he is with those who fast, he is with those who pay charity and give their zakat. No. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has definitely mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in the glorious Quran, that he's with those who have sabr and patience. And not one verse, but the other verses as well that says have patience and sabr. It's so important to understand this aspect, dear viewers. So let's break this down into two parts to understand it much more easier, to make it much more easier for the viewers as well. Some people overly exaggerate when mentioning the illness to their doctor. For example, you have a headache and you're the doctor. Now, this is what happened, and this is so general, you know. This is such common things. I have done it, maybe you have done it, but this is something that we shouldn't be doing, right? So when we are the doctors and we say, Dr. Saab, you know, I've got a headache, and this is being genuine about your problem, and then you get people that will say, Dr. Saab, I have a severe pain, I can't tolerate this pain anymore. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla knows your niyat. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Sometimes if you want to make the word more weightier, you want to make it look more honest, you want to make it look more severe and more strong, you want to put more emphasis on the pain that you're going through, then you would say, I'm in severe pain, you know, I can't tolerate this pain anymore. And then that's over exaggerating about your problem. And in this way, it shows a person is really, really impatient. So one is that, subhanallah, they want to get more sympathy from you. So if they are going to the pharmacy to purchase some medication, they will use words that are more weightier. I'm going to the hospital. Though they could have said, I'm going to the clinic. But no, because the hospital will put the next person into some sort of thoughts, you know what, this person is going to the hospital, what has happened? Because you're going to panic and you would want to know more information about this person. So we will say, what happened? Are you okay? You're going to the hospital. Allahu Akbar. If that hospital doctor has a surgery inside the hospital and therefore you're going to the hospital, but then we make other people feel sorry for us. We want them to feel sorry for us. You know, there many a times has happened. For example, I went to the hospital to visit a patient, to see a person, and it happens that that person maybe was walking around. He was talking to other patients in the hospital, but when they see somebody coming to visit them, they pretend as if they are so sick and they would hide under the blanket. And then the facial expressions changes, the sound suppresses. And this way here, the visitor himself feels so sorry. Even though you went there to make iyadah, you know, you went there to pray for his well-being, you went there to make dua for his well-being, but sometimes the person will then change his voice and express his problems and make you feel even more sorry for him. This is over-exaggerating about your problem, and this is showing that you are impatient with your problem as well. So the brother from Sri Lanka who asked this question to Darul Ifta with regards to what is the difference between sabr and tolerance. Allahu Akbar. So these are some examples that leads to losing out on patience when you exaggerate about your problem. If something has went wrong in your life, speak about that which is relevant, which is current, without exaggerating about the problem. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely be with that person who, of course, then understands this, subhanallah. Because we have been warned in the hadith that they may fall ill. A person may fall ill, he may get sick. But the way that they are showing themselves to be ill isn't true, then they will definitely lose the reward. And this is part of your hadith, Allahu Akbar. So what happens next is that nowadays people mention every type of illness and even sensitive illnesses as well. You know, people don't feel shy to even explain where they are hurt, how they are hurt. Even if it wasn't a major thing, it was just a scratch. But shamelessly, there's no modesty, there's no sharam and haya. People will just use the name of that body part and say, well, I've got a problem right there, you know. And there's no sharam, there's no shame and haya and modesty, as I'm saying. Sometimes Islamic sisters could be explaining their cousins or their friends about problems, and they laugh about things like this because it's so natural to be so immodest nowadays. Allahu Akbar. So a doctor can be informed out of necessity, of course. You should reveal your problems to him and say to him exactly what is the problem, because of course you want your problem to be removed. However, one should use cautious words when doing this. For example, I have a stomach issue. Now this is one example the ulamas have given. Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala narrated this now. Selection of words, right? Selection of words. It just shows how modest you are about your problem. Please don't get me wrong. I'm trying to make it clear that if you are in the hospital, one should not hide his problem. He should speak openly. But of course, there are rules and regulations about how you speak, meaning don't hide anything. At the same time, have your sharam and haya. Allahu Akbar. But here, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi had a lump under his armpit. Allahu Akbar. And this is the truth. He had this problem that there was a boil that was under his armpit. And someone to test him that knew this person is so modest, you know, he wouldn't just speak ill words and sensitive words. So they asked him about this problem. Is it true that you have some problem with some lumps and boils on your body? And he was like, gee, I do have a boil under my arm. Under my arm, I do have a boil. But he never specify exactly where about is that boil. Allahu Akbar. Out of sharam and haya, he felt difficult to say the word armpit. And though there's nothing wrong, but it's just about sharam and modesty. You know, some parts of your body which is supposed to be hidden at all times. Allahu Akbar. People shamelessly speak about them and they narrate and relate their problems. So if it was one of us that had to have this problem and somebody had to ask us, we'll actually not even say armpits, we'll actually raise our hands and say, yaha dekhiye na, moving the clothes and showing our problem. This is how we are and this is how we have become. And this is because of lack of knowledge, lack of modesty, and how you carry us out in public, how you speak to others, how much you respect them. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us dignity and modesty for the sake of Uthman, the most modest person, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyid Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was so modest that he would even be ashamed of changing his clothes behind closed and shut doors. Allahu Akbar. He was so modest that he would never even stretch his legs out, even though he's locked behind the door, the doors are closed, but he would feel haya and sharam that my Rabb is watching me. This is so not nice to stretch my legs out, Allahu Akbar, in this way. Angels are watching me. My Allah is watching me. He wouldn't even change his clothes behind closed doors because he says, my Allah is watching me. Subhanallah, he was so modest. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us modesty for the sake of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidun Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So understand, it's so simple, subhanallah, that this is the difference, that when we speak about the problem, that's one issue. Then we become immodest and we explain about our problem. That too, there is a problem which I feel should be rectified. So the question once again is, sometimes when a person complains to another person, that the latter, generally a person says, have patience. You know, when somebody tells you about his problem, what you'll tell him? Bhai sabar kare, sabar rakhe. Then that person says, well, I am having sabar and patience. What is your problem? I do have sabar and patience. And what is the answer? So the answer was given, a person has patience afterwards anyway. You know, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, patience is at the first blow of calamity. Sabr comes in at the first strike of calamity. When the first blow of problem comes into your life, say, I am having sabr. Don't complain, because then after complaining, everyone does say, I'm having sabr and patience, right? Allahu Akbar. So a person should not speak as soon as the pain begins. He should remain silent and not express body language either way. You know, either way, he shouldn't do that by his body language, by alerting the next person about his pain. Because if a person remains silent but does change his facial expression and says, ah, oh, whatever sounds he may take out, though he's having sabr, this as well shows he is not having sabr and patience. In fact, in this way as well, you win the heart of the next person. You know, there are not one, not two, numerous examples of patience and sabr. I really want to give those examples, Allahu Akbar, and I want to mention them, but unfortunately, you know, we are distant from the Holy Quran Pak. If only we had the knowledge of the Quran, and we would often and frequently recite the Quran with its meaning, you will always be enthusiastic to make sabr. You would always want to be amongst those who are sabireen, subhanallah, who make sabr. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, a Nabi of Allah, who lost his children. Did you lose any of your child till now? And if yes, one or two, how much have we complained after Allah Azza wa Jal has tested us? We know that as Muslims, we are to be tested. Which one of us can go to Jannah without being tested? When the Anbiya alayhi salam, when the Prophets alayhi salam were tested, then who are you and I? We all will be tested. Allah Azza wa Jal will test you by taking away your wealth, by giving you wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal will test you by giving you calamities and problems. But as Muslims, our cards are so clear, you know. Our iman, our faith, our article of faith teaches us, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, that khair and shar, good and bad destiny comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why complain? Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam lost his business. He had boils and lumps and blisters over his body. People left him and drifted away from him besides his blessed wife. But never would you ever hear that he alayhi salam ever complained about his problem. And here we have happiness 99 days of the days of the month, of the year. One day you are tested with some sort of problem. We expose our problems on the social media. It has to be our status, you know, that has to reveal our problem. Today I'm facing this problem and that problem. Why don't we start our day by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. Make sabr for as long as you can hold onto your sabr. And then whatever is necessary for you to explain, then you explain, but without any exaggeration. Like these days, yes, sometimes you get people, you know, I was walking and going to the mall, and then I was mugged, I was hit down, I was robbed. And then the exaggeration part comes in, say, you know what? Usne to bandook tak nikala. I was at gunpoint, you know, There was a knife on my side, on my, a knife on my neck, and I had to empty my pocket. See, he taken everything. Or kabhi aisa nahi bhi hota hai. Sometimes there's nothing of that sort, but we want to let people know what I went through. And this person will be like, hey, I'm so sorry to hear what you went through. I'm so sad to hear. You were so brave. You fought back and you did this or you did that. But there was exaggeration about that robbery. This is one example. People actually do this. You know, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and ability to only speak that which what is necessary, that what's important. And may we never lose the reward of sabr and patience. It is a vast thing, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. The reward of sabr is Jannah. And since Jannah is not earned so easily, that's why Allah has told you to have sabr and patience. You think you will just go to paradise like that? No. Ultimately, one has to earn it. He has to work hard for it. And through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you and I will be admitted. But trust me, dear viewers, patience is one of the key ingredients. You know, patience is one of the prerequisites for entering in Jannah. Because if Allah is with you, Azza wa Jalla, then of course you will go to paradise. But it's not earned so easily. People have to work for it. We have to struggle and strive for it. But our nafs and shaitan, these two things never ever want us to have sabr and patience. That is the reason why most of the time people are seen complaining more about the problems than announcing the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, proclaiming the bounties and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We like to hide the blessings which Allah gives us. You bought a new car, hide it away because I don't want nazar to happen. We bought a new business, no, don't tell the whole dunya. But yeah, the business got robbed. Let everyone know I was robbed. Let everyone know what I went through. Allahu Akbar. When this mentality will change, dear viewers, and when we become sensitive on this matter and teach our children that we do not complain our problem, because we as Muslims supposed to be tolerant, like the tolerance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's for now listen to this Madani Guldasta. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who talks on Friday while the Imam is delivering a sermon, a khutbah, it's like a donkey carrying the books, and at the time the one asking him keep silent will not be rewarded with the reward of Jumu'ah.
No reward of Jumu'ah except for the fact that we do good deeds, dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. This was a very short Madani Guldasta. Alhamdulillah. Stay tuned to the Madani channel, dear viewers. We will be back with another episode. And I sign off once again, as I do every other day, with a reminder. And the reminder is, until I was clever, I intended to change the world. Today I am wiser. Therefore, I want to change myself. Allahu Akbar. And this is exactly what your Da'wat Islami teaches you and I. Our mission, our maqsad, our aim and our objective in this organization and movement is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.